What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm inside the Swollen Dome.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, Fox Sports Radio. You're back inside the Swollen Dome, and recapping a wild week in New Orleans. On Wednesday night, I had a chance to attend the Moves Magazine party, hosted by Jay Glazer, put on by Stephanie Jones. A great event, a who's who, somewhat of a Fox reunion. But in between the revelry, in between the conversations, I stepped apart and went one-on-one with James Lofton, the Hall of Famer, to break down what would occur in Super Bowl 47. Take a listen.
Great, how are you doing?
I'm dominating. One of the soothing voices of the NFL. So you're looking at this match with two teams that look pretty similar in terms of their style and focus. And is there any coincidence that two of the hardest hitting teams are here in New Orleans?
It was funny. About a month ago for our website on Dial Global Sports, I wrote an article about the weakest link. Remember that lady who used to run that TV show out of England?
I saw her once in person. She was frightening.
And I said the weakest link for the Ravens had been their run defense. Now, that's been shored up. Kimuaku and Haloti Ngata in the middle, they've been fantastic. And a month ago, at the beginning of December, the big question mark was the 49ers had two quarterbacks. And normally when you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. But it looks like Jim Harbaugh was psychic in going after Colin Kaepernick, and he's been fantastic. So I'm watching the game, I'm looking at it, and Colin Kaepernick has been so special, so unique. It'll be interesting to see how the Ravens deal with him. When they played each other a year ago on Thanksgiving, the Ravens sacked Alex Smith, then 49er quarterback, 9 times. I think it would take about a season to sack Colin Kaepernick 9 times.
That's a big question. How do you pinch the edge on this guy and get a rush against one of the best offensive lines in the game?
I think you've got to be cautious when you come after him. You've almost got to slow rush him, because if you go at him 100 miles an hour and he hits a seam, it's a 50-yard game.
And as we looked at it this week, they have three huge storylines that have dominated. It's the brothers Harbaugh to where the parents are doing press conferences. You've got Ray Lewis, obviously, myriad things still swirling out. And then we talk about Kaepernick and the dynamic player that he's become. How do you shut that down in terms of the deep ball?
Well, the biggest thing, the Ray Lewis thing in this antler spray, I want to get some of that. Because if I can look like Ray Lewis for a couple days,
I'm thinking about it myself. Hey, but can it make me grow taller? I got the whip.
It might do everything for us. Who knows? But yeah, you've got to give Ray the benefit of the doubt, because he's looked like that for the last 17 years. So there's been no change in his physical appearance. But Colin Kaepernick, he's special. 10 games in as a starter. It's totally unique for the Super Bowl. And I think that's what gives it that special magic down here.
Now, as I look at this game, wondering if special teams isn't where it gives Baltimore the edge, and perhaps that makes the difference.
It could be, but I was looking at last year's game on Thanksgiving. Ted Ginn Jr. almost broke about 3 returns. So he's got to be chomping at the bit to face these Ravens again. Jacoby Jones had been fantastic during the year, led the NFL in kickoff return average, over 30 yards per return. So this is what you get at the Super Bowl. You get a lot of special players, a lot of the best of the best. So I think we're in for a real treat on Super Bowl Sunday.
Can I ask you one last one about Joe Flacco? Is he a different quarterback in the playoffs?
Well, it's funny. Years ago for the 49ers, you had Joe Montana, and he was Joe Cool. And Joe Flacco, I think, is the new Joe Cool in the league. He's a pocket passer. He stands back there. He does his business. And he has raised his game in the postseason.
I appreciate you.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm inside the Swollen Dome.